Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 12 through 17. Jeremiah 30, verses 12 through 17. It says, "For thus says the Lord, your hurt is incurable, and your wound is grievous. There is none to uphold your cause, no medicine for your wound, no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They care nothing for you. For I have dealt you the blow of an enemy, the punishment of a merciless foe. Because your guilt is great, because your sins are flagrant, why do you cry out over your hurt? Your pain is incurable, because your guilt is great, because your sins are flagrant. I have done these things to you. Therefore all who devour you shall be devoured, and all your foes, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall be plundered, and all who prey on you I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord, because they have called you an outcast. It is Zion, for whom no one cares." In these verses here, we see that God says in the beginning, in verse 12, to the nation of Israel, your hurt is incurable, your wound is grievous, there's no one to uphold your cause, no medicine for your wound, no healing for you. Then he goes on and says, all the people that you've turned to over the years aren't going to be there for you. They're actually going to turn on you. But then at the end, he makes this statement. After saying that their wound was incurable, he says, "I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal." You see, folks, we're ready for salvation when we realize that our sin is incurable by us. There's nothing we can do to fix it. There's no medicine for our wounds. The Bible even says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, that the heart is deceitful and exceedingly wicked beyond cure. Only God can heal us and make us well. Folks, let me just say this to you. You won't see the doctor unless you realize you're sick. If you've not been born again, if you've not been given righteousness, if you've not been saved, you need to get to that point where you say, "I have a disease, I have sin, and it's killing me, and it will kill me, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. I need a miracle. I need God's grace. I need the fact that Jesus died on the cross to cover my sins, to cover me. He lived the sinless life I could not live. His blood can wash me clean. God, through Jesus, give me your salvation. My faith is in what Jesus did. Jesus, I believe you're God. I believe you rose from the dead. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you are sitting at the right hand of the Father, and I believe that you will give me righteousness." Folks, go to the doctor. Listen to Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 20. What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all, for we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. As it is written, no one is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside, together they've become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave, they use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. The mouth is full. Their mouths are full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Oh, there's good news, though. Listen to the next verses. But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested or made known apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Folks, in my Bible here, back in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, it says, "I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord." And in my Bible, I have highlighted it because this is a great news. I thank God that my incurable wound has been cured by God's grace, by His gift of salvation. And I pray that today, many who are hearing this will look at that verse and accept the offer of salvation where God says to you, "I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal." He's not talking physical as much as He's talking about spiritual. If you need to be saved and you are spiritually dead and your wound is incurable, which it is, you then need to turn to the doctor and say, give me this righteousness. Give me the healing through Jesus Christ. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.